The African American Student Union made some demands of the president and Dr. J. Herbert Holloman, some of the demands that they asked for.
The preamble was either provide us with the integration and the equal opportunities that the university said that it's committed to, or let us have our own separate student government, our own separate student housing. And if you're not willing to do that, we want then a black coach of basketball. We want to have a black history department with a degree. And they went on with several of the demands. What they were really saying is that we want to be included in the mainstream of university life. And if you will not do that, then separate us. The president said, we're not going to separate you. And we're not going to overnight achieve 20% of the university population as being African American. And as far as employment, that will take its own course. We're just not going to simply get rid of a white coach to hire a black coach. The university generally said, we understand that you're angry and that you're hurt, but it's going to take time. And the students didn't have time. They didn't have time because most of them were going to be graduating or leaving the university. Once again, Chavez's words came back to me. This is going to be a long haul. When the students are gone, you're going to have to support the next generation, and you're going to have to stay with those demands.
So the students did meet with Dr.
Holloman. They met with Holloman.
And they wanted to meet with him again in that meeting.
It took a while. He was upset because they went public with their demands.
And the mood in Oklahoma at this time, wasn't it determined that Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Lawton were ripe for riots about this time?
They were ripe for riots. And not only that, the legislature had already decided that the governor could use whatever force was necessary to put it down if a riot erupted. Shades of 1921, the race riot in Tulsa, that was on my mind. We were ripe for that. It could have happened that way if, in fact, we had engaged in violence.
This unrest was being felt on the campus of OU, but OSU, do you know, were they feeling the same thing?
They were feeling the same struggles. OSU and OU, we had a great relationship because in all of our activities, and we were the leaders, our students were the leaders in planning student meetings and conferences, and OSU would always send the largest contingency of black students to our meetings to talk about ways of democratizing the campus. But they also shared their own fears and feelings about if they indeed engaged in violence in Stillwater. If it was bad in Norman, they could only imagine what it would have been like in Stillwater. So consequently, they too gravitated towards nonviolence as the approach.